This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
After 43 years, the tooth is gone. We mourn the death of one of the most important teeth I've ever used.
And whether or not the Caitlin Clark Channel is a good idea or a terrible idea, it's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
Sink your teeth into that one.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Yeah, I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
And we're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hello, Tone.
Kenny, it's great to have you back on the podcast.
I never actually left the podcast. I won't be on Thursday,
well,
but either way.
We are rocking and rolling, so let's go.
We're rocking and we're rolling. You lost a tooth.
Serve me well, Kenny, for the better part of 41 plus years. Now, when do you get your, when do the real teeth start coming in?
That one's a molar, right? So it might be a little
later.
You're
about 38 years.
38 years. And this one... It had been a problem for a long, long time, way back in the day, whether it was cavities from not brushing enough as a kid.
Of course.
To then got on the right track, was doing all the things you're supposed to do for a long period of time when I kind of understood those things. Then in my late 30s, it was root canal time to try to save the tooth. And unfortunately, it succumbed. Yesterday at about 12:15, the time of death.
I can't believe that because I went to call you and you were like, hey, probably not going to be able to talk today, getting a tooth removed. And I said, what? What? I was like, oh, man, he's getting a tooth taken out. This is crazy.
All right, so the people that have had an actual extraction, they understand the process. It can vary depending on where it is. But for those that have never gotten it done, I thought to myself, here's how I can help people. Because... I am noticing happening in my life as I'm getting older and having things done to me, the vasectomy was another one, is that everybody wants to tell you the horror stories. And so it really does paint a grim picture in your mind and gives you all, it pollutes your mind in the lead up. And after going through it, I have to say the worst was the lead up. The worst was the lead up.
Same,
and then some of the aftercare, like it... There was blood in there basically all throughout the night, and you know, you got an open wound.
Yeah.
You know, which is pretty crazy to think about. Like, it is really crazy to think about that in your mouth. I know, Owen, you've had work done, and you had both sides of your mouth done at the same time.
Oh,
which
my gosh.
I don't know how you eat. Like I was telling my wife yesterday, we would have had to be on milkshakes.
Oh, they called me a soldier. I said I was a soldier for doing that.
Do you have soupies? Do you have soupies?
No, you know what? I was able to eat on the other side.
Oh,
and
really?
So ate normal yesterday, which is crazy.
Yeah, but aren't you afraid you're going to get some food caught in the crevasse?
So there's going to be some rinsing with salt water.
Boy.
Over the next, really, what, week, 2 weeks? I don't know how long it goes.
Are you on pills?
Yes.
That's why your eyes are kind of glazing over every now and then
really?
When you're talking to us. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's drying out up there. I'm like
glazing over a little bit.
I didn't know it does that.
No, that's what, because I used to think, was he drinking last night?
No.
That's what I used to, when your eyes would get glassy and glaze over, me and Owen would look at each other back in the day and go, late night last night.
your eyes
kind of glazed over and go, there was no way it was late night last night. And
no.
I go, oh, he's on pain medication of some level. Not that you're incapacitated, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fine. Your brain's there, but you can tell you're a little sleepy.
Okay, so I'll just tell you this, and Owen, you match it up, and it's just going to happen to everybody, right? Everybody will lose. Nobody goes by unscathed.
I got a fake one. Well, not a fake, but I got the root canal.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Did you think the root canals were that bad? I did not.
No, he made it really painless.
Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh.
Like people,
I still have my wisdom teeth.
I never got mine taken out. People warn you and warn you and warn you, and then maybe it's just it. I don't even think it's just pain tolerance. I think everybody's different. I think it could be just the way. Like mine came out clean. Had it not have come out clean, Owen had a situation where one did, one didn't. I think that matters. Like, they didn't have to get the drill out. I mean, to think about the fact they just literally yanked a tooth out, that is what gets me.
Yeah.
That gets me. Like, you would think, no, but I didn't feel it. It was fine. Like, he's like, and it's done. I'm like, did you start yet? That really happened. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh my God, he just yanked a tooth out of me.
Yeah.
I didn't want to know anything about it beforehand.
It's the root canals, man. Because the one that didn't have the root canal... I'm talking little bitty saws and little bitty files.
Ooh.
Lots of little things happen.
See, that's what
and I am
here.
Not, I'm pretty high pain. Like, I could walk around with a fracture in a bone.
Oh,
but when it comes to the mouth stuff, no. I need a ton of Novocaine. Just so much Novocaine.
We all have our little things. My mom, she lost her whole top row of teeth. He had them taken out because of her sinuses.
Oh, jeez.
It would get so bad. I hate to admit this. Yeah, my mom's sinuses would get so bad. Have you ever woken up with like pain in your teeth?
Yeah.
Your sinuses.
And it's that same one. Mm-hmm. And I still get it now. I can't in the winter lay with the left side of my face down for too long because everything drains down in there. And I get like an ear infection,
yeah.
But I can feel it in my jaw. It's very weird.
It's terrible.
God, we sound so old.
Well, no, my
mom sounds so old.
My
right
mom
now.
Would like pull up her lip and show me her gums, and like you could see white from where it was like filling up.
I haven't had it since I got the implant, but I used to be able to push, and it'd be like it was pussy. It was horrible.
Now
the implant has helped that.
It's so
if
bad.
If your kids, I think your kids are probably going to grow up in a better neighborhood than I grew up. When you go to get your entire upper teeth taken away, don't let anybody know and tell your kids to not tell anybody. Because I told people that my mom lost her top row of teeth. And officially it started to become, I mean, immediately she was officially known as George Washington Teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And that she brushed her teeth with Thompson's Water Seal.
Yeah.
Which is... I mean, you have to laugh
stop
at that.
The rain.
You have to laugh at that because it was. She's got wooden teeth like George Washington, and then she brushes it.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how we are with teeth? Like, look, you're gonna get made fun of in life for something, for one thing or another.
Yeah.
But you get ripped on if you got the dentures, and then I'm in the, Kenny. I went into TV out of college, and it became a thing where everybody was looking at teeth. And because you're vain. If you're going into TV out of college, there is some vanity to it.
Yeah.
And then if you go to work at a TV station, you realize, oh, everybody's got a dark sense of humor. Everybody's jealous. Everybody wants to be out and be in the big market, be in New York City or network TV. And you're looking at everybody going, they got fake teeth. They got veneers. Oh, they got bad veneers. It turns into, does anybody have good veneers?
I don't notice.
Everybody has bad veneers. The way the people talk. How mean people are. Listen to the way they're talking. They can't even get their words out around their veneers.
I've never noticed bad teeth or veneers until you pointed them out.
I can't not watch them now.
I
can't not notice them.
I never noticed hair until my dad and you.
Yep.
I never noticed. My dad can point. He can point out a toupee from, because my dad's bald. Oh, my dad can point out a toupee from miles away. He's got eagle eyes like a hawk.
I love it. It's a fun game.
Yes,
it is a fun game. And to try to figure it out.
I sent you a picture of somebody. Did you see that? I sent it to you and Keith. I might not have sent it to Owen. And I put a highlight around it. And I go, what is this? And I texted somebody who knew this person. I go,
oh yeah.
Do they have fake hair? They go, oh absolutely.
You think that's fake?
There ain't no think. I'm not gonna say
which sport, but
don't even get close to it.
Okay. I'm gonna look at it right now.
They can get weird about it.
Did you send that just to me or me?
I sent it to you and another person. Hold on.
Okay.
And I asked somebody who would know. I go, do they have something that might not be natural up there? And they go, oh yeah. And I go, what on earth is it? Because it looked like a clip was hanging out. Like somehow it clipped in.
Yeah. Oh no, now I gotta relook. Now I gotta look
clipped
again.
Clipped into what? Do they have like a regular like?
I recently saw that individual at a weird angle live on TV and I was like, man, that is interesting. What is going on there? And I see what's going on over there, and I'm like, oh, he's trying to prevent that from seeping over. Trust me. I mean, we all know the tricks and we all know what's going on. So it is incredible. Like you gain like an eagle. You watch people on TV, you get bored of listening to people. So you start breaking them down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how much? Oh, that's filler. She's got fillers. Oh my God. Oh, she's got to watch it.
Now again, what's filler again? Oh, the lips.
Yeah, no. Well, there's fillers in the lips, but also most notably the cheeks and.
You have cheek fillers?
Oh yeah. It rounds you out a little bit to make it more. We have these aesthetic things that we associate with beauty. It's very sad. And now there are some of the celebrities went off the fillers and now it's like skeleton face. They don't look healthy. And it's like, yeah, because nobody you see on TV, no women are without either Botox or fillers. There's almost nobody.
I thought women got over the, what am I looking for about Botox?
Well, the all natural thing
is
trying to make a comeback because Pam Anderson, right? Pam Anderson is trying to lead the charge. And yet all people are doing is making fun of Pam Anderson and her looks because they're comparing her to when she was 30 years younger. And yes, she was probably on all the Botox when it came out and whatever.
Taboo is maybe the word I'm looking for. I didn't think it was taboo to talk about Botox anymore.
It's not with guys. I know plenty of guys that are.
I've never had it. I have no idea.
I know guys in TV. Local TV, I can tell you guys that are on Botox.
Wow.
And I can see, too. I can tell almost immediately. And guys that have high-profile positions. Dude, I can't say where we were, so give stuff away. We were at something, and...
we were at something somewhere with somebody.
And I'm all of a sudden talking to somebody who I hadn't seen in, like, 8 years. And I walked away, and my wife is not mean like I am. Or not nearly as vain, right?
Nice.
She doesn't care about any of that stuff. She's not into that world. She doesn't care. But because my sister cared about all that stuff, I used to talk to my sister about all that stuff. And so now I gained...
It's like how I learned how to braid hair when I was five. Because my aunts. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And so now I could tell guys and girls. I could just tell. And I'm pretty good at it. I'd say like with a 95% certainty on these things. And there was... a guy and his girl, and I know they're on Instagram all the time talking beauty, talking about, you know, looking younger, so they're upfront about that. But he is not upfront with what's going on with his forehead, which is wrinkle-free, his eyes, there's no crow's feet. He should have crow's feet. He does not have the crow's feet. And I'm looking and I'm going, he is on a steady diet every 4 to 5 months of Botox because there's no way you would look like this unless you were from certain parts of the world in which some people are gifted. They are blessed with perfect skin. He is not from one of those parts of the world. And so this guy's a fraud. Just be honest about it. If I start taking Botox, I'm going to tell you guys. It'll be a funny bit. It'll be something on the air. You guys can make fun of me. It'll be on Coming in Hot. And I did. I saw a downstate tournament. I saw it's called the 11, and it was the worst I had ever seen it. And I came home and told my wife, I said, I'm getting it done. I'm getting some Botox. But she answered smartly. She goes, okay, you're going to do that and maintain it?
You have to maintain it.
Oh, that sucks. Because then, especially once you get rid of it, that's like first class. You're in first class. You're not going back to coach. after that, you're locked in the rest of your life.
Got to tell you, I rode first class before, and I had no problem going back to coach. I might be the only person in America. I'm just happy the
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Plane lands, I swear to God, I've ridden first class, I've gone back to coach, and I had zero problem
with it. Zero. I've never done first
class. I'm just happy the plane landed.
I did it from Alaska, from Anchorage to Minneapolis one time, and it was a fun time. It was red eye with a bunch of guys who had just gotten off a fishing, like they'd been out for 4 months or whatever.
No kidding.
And we finished off a few bottles of Seagram 7.
Jesus. I can't drink Seagram 7.
We were cut off.
It puts me to bed.
In the air. The air marshal talked to me.
Oh, God.
It was a good time.
That's when you know.
2003.
That's when you know you've been boozing. What else did you want to get into today?
Anyway.
Oh, the Caitlin Clark channel.
Oh, so Colin Cowherd brought it up. He was the first I saw that brought it up. But, you know, WNBA, they're working on. Remember, there was talk of a strike?
Yeah.
This is the first time WNBA has ever had a chance to be viable and to really make money and to make their own money, right? Because they've been subsidized by the NBA for a long period of time. And now you're seeing the benefits, by the way, of that league being subsidized because you've got you got multiple generations of girls that are into basketball to a point where you have a Caitlin Clark, right? And you have a rival with Angel Reese.
Yes.
And fortunately, Juju Watkins and Paige Bueckers, like she's going to come into the league.
Beckers.
So you finally have some excitement around this sport, which it's never going to be the NBA. It's still going to be below the rim basketball. But when you watch Caitlin Clark, I mean, Owen, we were talking about how many games that we came out of the woodwork to watch college basketball and then WNBA. We would have never watched
that's
it
my thing. Like, I never watched her in college like you guys did because I didn't believe in it. And then I watched a few of her. I had to see the spectacle of her WNBA debut and all that. And I'm watching her and her dribbling skills and her passing ability. And I was like, holy crap. There's a clear delineation between her and everyone else that I see on the court.
Why, you didn't watch her in college?
No.
That's crazy. We watched the hell out of her.
Because I'm misogyny. No, because I'm busy during the winter. We wrestle.
So his big idea was to get her a new...
Was wondering if every network. Caitlin Clark game should be televised, and could they have sold that? So remember, you're dealing with a brand new world in WNBA. It's not like you have these existing contracts like TNT. Turner Sports has had the NBA for how long? You know, 40 years, 35 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. ESPN has their package. Well, you couldn't do that in the NBA. Like, let's say Cooper Flagg was truly generational. I don't think he is, but he's really good. But I don't think he's, like, generational. But let's say he's whatever the equivalent to Caitlin Clark was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Victor Wembanyama. That would be a better example. Okay. What if you said, hey, sorry TNT, sorry ESPN, you're going to get no Wemby games. All his games are going to be exclusive to Court TV, you know, whatever. Make up a TV network. Well, you couldn't do it because there's too much money at stake. But in the WNBA, their TV deals have been a joke. They haven't been legitimate. And now they're starting to recraft an entire new world. Could you get away with doing just Caitlin Clark and giving her her own channel and making that not the Caitlin Clark channel?
Well, you just call it the NBA Fever channel or WNBA Fever channel.
Yeah, where you're exclusive home to watch every single one of Caitlin Clark's games.
But it would be a way, you know, because there has been a discussion of payroll disparity between NBA and WNBA and all that. And then even amongst their players on who deserves what. If every team gets basically a pay-per-view for the team, and you find out real quick who's watching what team, and
you find out who's
who's earning the money for the league and all that.
I need a counterpart. I need a yin to the yang. Angel Reese was that in college. She's not that.
She would not
pros.
Be that. Yeah, she would not be.
I need somebody to be not a villain. Villain's a strong word. I need somebody to have a rivalry with.
Yeah, she needs a rivalry.
Because my issue is, I think that's what you sell. You go, listen, you buy this package, every one of the team, if you go to ESPN, you are now the WNBA, you be the rights holder, we guarantee every game is a Caitlin Clark game. You carry all Caitlin Clark games. Like the Yankees and Red Sox. You carry all Caitlin Clark games, but she's playing against other teams. And then whatever cable, do they have, I would assume, but I'm not sure. Like, when we get the Rockers, are they going to be on FanDuel or 19?
Well, they have that Rock Entertainment Group now.
Rock, yeah.
And so, they're showing monster stuff through that. They're kind of producing it, mm-hmm. and it's going to, you know, certain channels.
Does MSG carry the Liberty?
I don't know.
I'm wondering. Guys, this is uncharted waters. I'm wondering here. So I don't know. If you have the local cable providers, but you're getting the Caitlin Clark package, that's just the package. And you pay the premium for the Caitlin Clark package, but you can't just have a singular channel.
Yeah, so I'm going to agree with
you. Because I have to have an exposure for somebody else.
So the
hope
is,
I don't know who that person's going to be.
I'm in agreement, and I don't know. I don't know if one network, you could make money on Caitlin Clark. I mean, we saw last year when she was on national television. Ohio State, what did they air it on? Was it NBC? They aired Ohio State a total sellout to watch Caitlin Clark. Tickets in the lower bowl were going for $500 to $1,000.
Uh-huh.
And you got your money's worth if you watched that game. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was great theater. And then, of course, her Final Four run, which was bonkers. She played all the great teams that you would want her to play, LSU, UConn, right? Mm-hmm. And then finally in the championship game versus South Carolina, where she fell short, but she didn't fall short at all. Like, it was just amazing. It was here in Cleveland. We all know the whole thing was rooted around her. She didn't even win, but she was truly the big winner in all of it. But I'm with you because the WNBA is not going to work to the level we all, certainly networks, are hoping it works if it's just Caitlin Clark and everybody else.
Yeah.
The hope is that through getting a chance to see all these other talented girls go up against Caitlin Clark. Remember, Caitlin struggled for a while. They lost a lot of games to start out. And then you'd watch and you're like, oh, these other girls are better right now. Problem was, by the end of the year, Caitlin Clark was the best. She was quickly one of the top five.
I'm looking at the Liberty, the New York Liberty, sorry.
Yeah.
They do, it says 2025, they have 26 locally televised games.
Oh.
There's only 40 games in a regular season. And then they have a rundown. And it's basically every one of their games is between being on ABC, ESPN. Now, if it's on Prime Video or CBS Sports Network, then you get it on either Fox 5 or My9, which would be their CW, I would guess.
So there's still some local programming. So that's how I would sell it. But I couldn't have just hers because I think that everything, this is not going to be an accurate apples to apples type of comparison. Because people argue that it's bigger, and I'm sure it was. But if you get to the general, there always has to be, not necessarily a villain, but there has to be another side. What made the college basketball stuff work so well was not just Caitlin Clark. I cannot stress that enough. It was that there were people, and it turned to a downright race thing with a lot of people as well. Hate to point it out, but it did. And Angel Reese is a fine enough player. She's not anywhere near Caitlin Clark. And I think we've seen some of the struggles. We've seen some of the highlights. We've seen some of the good things. We've seen some of the bad things. So maybe she can be developed into a player like that, but as of right now, it doesn't seem to be going that to the level of what Caitlin Clark already is. So can Juju Watkins be that person? Well, she's coming off an ACL now, so we'll see what happens at the end of next year, sad to say. But I don't dislike her. I don't think people want to dislike her. So I need to find... I don't want to dislike Angel Reese, to be honest with you. And I don't dislike Angel
Reese.
But
it is fun. Here's where I disagree. I think you do need some players, like, but that's what we love about the NBA is that we hate other players.
Well, I'm just trying to observe the thing, but I know that, part of it is it can be whether or not you like one person. It can be drawn along lines of race. It can be drawn along the lines of a lot of things. So you have,
what you consider your good versus their evil, vice versa. You have to have some sort of a rivalry there. Yeah. You know, I look at it in a lot of terms about other sports trying to build themselves up. It's always done with two. It's always done with two. The NBA reinvigorated itself. Magic, Larry. Look at some of the same lines. East Coast, West Coast, white, black. Like, there was a lot of stuff there. And I need something to be another entity other than her, or it's just not going to work. I look at NASCAR. You know I'm a NASCAR guy. Like, even though Dale Earnhardt had a ninth grade education, there was a lot of street smarts there. And he sees Jeff Gordon, and everybody's getting upset. And he sees this kid. And he goes, oh, my God, there's money to be made here. There's real money to be made. Because I got my fans who love me, who are blue-collar, you know, regular folks. And then you got this guy who's comes from money, California, young, good-looking, the whole thing. There's money to be made here, and we're going to work on this together. And that's what he did. He knew the show of it, and it did help carry on. It doesn't help now, but it did help carry on NASCAR for what it was. You need that. You need it. You need somebody has to step up there and take the mantle. There is a part where, like, Josh Allen, I watch Josh Allen against the Chiefs because I want him to get over on Mahomes. It can't just be Mahomes. I wanted Manning to get over Brady, and somebody somewhere is gonna want somebody to get over Caitlin Clark. There has to be two. And until there's two, I hope I'm not banging this too much. I didn't realize this. Until there's two, I think it's Caitlin Clark versus whoever else. Eventually, there will be a second. There has to be a second. I still think that we don't realize how much of the sport in the WNBA is still rather in an incubation period. And people can throw up, Ken, it's been 20 years. Yeah, it still took that long. It still takes that long.
Unfortunately, nobody cared for 20 years.
Yeah.
It just was not.
So you need somebody to come along. But the training, we take it more seriously now than we ever have at younger age levels. Somebody will come along. Whether that young lady is in high school right now, somebody will come along. But you're going to have to try to put it out there. But until there's another entity. Maybe it's Paige Becker's, I don't know. Until there's somebody else, you're not going to get it. There has to be somebody who's close to what Caitlin Clark has. Because she is she's a force in so many ways. A force in so many ways. And again, I paid very little attention. I paid some attention to women's college basketball before. I paid a lot of attention because of her. I paid very little, if any, attention to WNBA before. I pay way more attention because of her. Because I have to give credit where it's due because more people are talking about it, so I want to see more of it. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think that's okay. But I need it for it to get to the next step. There's going to have to be somebody else there who challenges as far as overall players. Or it's not going to get to where it needs to go. At least not yet. So that's where we're at on that. Is that the end of the pod?
I think it is.